Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already Wednesday, the 11th day of February, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We have two guests coming on the show as well. Clark has quit the White House race as Kerry takes the South by storm, no doubt in part thanks to the new special voting machines, of course. Again, over a year ago, I said, hey, I bet it's going to be John Forbes Kerry because he's skull and bones, and looks like that's where it's going right now. Also, Cheney's future at stake after leaking of CIA agent's name, which put a lot of people's lives in danger. Bush credited for guard drills. That's the headline. Then you read deeper, it turns out that he's not really credited. All the White House did was wave some files in front of people's faces, but when you look at them in detail, it shows that he was AWOL. And Bush says, well, you know, the military just doesn't let you not show up. That's not how it works. Well, we know you didn't show up. We know you were grounded. We know you were gone. But yes, your daddy, the congressman, and then CIA director at that time did pull the strings for you. And the Associated Press reported yesterday that the feds went into the St. Louis documents depository and grabbed the files that we have copies of that are online. They're at Infowars.com. They're at ThePowerHour.com. They're at a lot of different Genesis Post websites. These are the same documents where Bush refuses drug tests, where Bush was grounded, where Bush had the lowest flight score possible, where Bush was gone for 21 months, not 8 months, not 7 months, 21 months. But now, guess what? The same folks that plant fake news stories in the newspapers signed by troops that never signed them about how much they love the war, the same people that give you fake Niger documents and UN documents, the same people that produce false mass graves and fake mobile weapons trucks that are really for pumping up balloons, dirigibles, they're saying, well, the pay stubs have now appeared. So it's just amazing. But does it really matter? I mean, John F. Kerry, George W. Bush, I'm here to tell you, you can just forget about the presidential election. We got two people related to each other from a secret society who were running against each other, and both of them gave the exact same response. We're going to play those again today on Meet the Press. Kerry says, so secret I can't talk about it. Bush, so secret I can't talk about it, in their little secret society. So more on that. We've aired a lot of Carl Klang music on this show. In fact, after 9/11, one of his songs was played nationwide and became a hit, and he's got anti-New World Order songs. One of his songs is a little bit more, well, non-threatening to the globalists, so it was aired quite a bit. He's been grabbed by the thought police up in Wyoming. They've grabbed him, won't say why. We've called the sheriff's department for a mental evaluation. And I've met Carl Klang and a lot of people that know him, made some phone calls this morning. The guy is as sane as anybody. But we've seen this time and time again now where the police have their own psychiatric forces and they grab you and they won't tell us why he's being held. We tried to find news articles about it. They just say, hey, he's being held in the jail for psychological evaluation. Remember Dr. Charles T. Sell, one of the doctors at Waco? He was there to identify medical records from their jaws. He went public 7 years ago and said the government killed the Davidians. He was there, which the records show he was there employed by the Army. They grabbed him, didn't charge him. He's been held for 6-plus years in solitary confinement under forced drugging. So we know they do this. So we'll tell you about Carl Klang, too, when we get back.
Attend the world's biggest UFO event from the comfort of your own home. Live on the internet, February 14th. The 13th Annual International UFO Congress is broadcasting the full last day of their week-long event. This features five researchers with stunning photos, some never before shown in public. See it all from your computer in streaming video. Guest speakers include Michael Horn. He'll tell us about Edward Billy Meyer from Switzerland, who's taken some of the clearest photos of ET aircraft in recorded history. Dr. Norman Berggren joins us to discuss the probability of other life in the universe, providing remarkable photos from Voyager and the Apollo space missions that suggest we are not alone. And Santiago Garza will present two recent cases in England, including video footage that intrigued the entire country. These credible guests are just the tip of the iceberg. No X-Files or Twilight Zone here. This is the real deal. Catch a glimpse of the 13th annual week-long UFO Congress as it concludes on February 14th, live on the internet. For more information on this first-time ever event, go to www.openhearings.com. That's www.openhearings.com.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Border Patrol captured one of Mexico's 10 most wanted fugitives with a rap sheet about 100 feet long, trying to sneak across the border. Well, he had snuck across the border. And that's a point we don't make enough, is that criminals from Latin America, Russia, China, 100-plus other third-world countries try to come here. And then they're given ID cards by the state governments. Big news up in Dallas that the DPS, the state police, has been giving thousands and thousands and thousands, just in the one discovery they've made, to illegal aliens. And Mexico will give anybody who pays, what, $23, a consular matricula card, and now Poland and Venezuela and Argentina, all these countries are issuing their own matricula card, and our government's saying we'll accept them. Did you know if you're a white person or a black person or an American citizen who's Hispanic, and you try to go down to the day labor site that the city built for the illegals here in Austin, because we've done this, one of my associates was almost arrested doing a test of this, they wouldn't let him work, wouldn't let him into the day labor site if they didn't have a driver's license or ID card. And when my friend tried to give him his VA card, photo ID, and they said, no, we won't accept that, as he watched illegals who had no IDs being accepted. Again, that's just like the illegal aliens, you know, come into this country, get their green card, they just allow them to become legal, and then they give them 10 years, 7 to 10 years, depending on what law they use, of no income taxes. And that's why the foreigners get to own all the gas stations and motels, and now almost every other business you can imagine, because nobody else can compete. And I use this example a lot because it's such a sterling case point of how this is designed. Take a Hispanic American in California. Did you know that an illegal alien gets double, and now I saw an article the other day out of the Sacramento Bee that they get triple. I don't know if that's true, but I know it's double. The benefits that a citizen gets. Why is that? And again, the average American has no idea this is even going on. So some of that coming up. Clark quits White House race as Kerry takes South by storm. Oh, yeah, we just love the blue bloods down here. That's total propaganda. The loving electronic voting machines that stole the election for Kerry in New Hampshire, and that's clear. Cheney's future at stake after leaking of CIA agent's name. Bush credited for guard drills. And that's just another lie. We'll go over the evidence of that. Also, we're going to be getting into Carl Klang. In fact, we're going to do that right now. This is from APEN. Carl being held by New World Order. Carl is being held against his will in the Sheridan County Detention Center in Sheridan, Wyoming, since early December. He has not been allowed a trial or a plea. He is being held for a setup through a medical evaluation. Please help get Carl released by calling and writing. We're about to call him here in a second. I'm going to give the number out. Carl Klang, my friends, his God Bless the USA was played all over the radio nationwide for 9/11, almost surpassing the Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem. The song's popularity is hardly surprising, since it represents a simple, feel-good kind of patriotism. However, since 92, Carl Klang has taken patriotic music where it needs to be, honest and extreme. He has songs about the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all, wheresoever eagles gather, and just many other ballads that we've played on this show, talk radio. That's another great song we've played on this broadcast. And all over the country, patriotic, real conservative leaders, people that blow the whistle on corruption, ranchers, farmers, when the BLM or Forest Service is grabbing their property, they go into court, put their pleas into the judge, and I mean, I've seen hundreds of these cases over the years. The judge says, I'm putting you in for mental evaluation. You argue the Constitution. I mean, they really do this. It's the Soviet Union. And we use the case of Charles T. Seld, Army dentist, no criminal record, no psychological problems. It is admitted that he was assigned at the Waco compound the last week of the siege in 1993. And Mr. Sell, this Army doctor, then went public saying, look, they burned that place down. They killed him. I was there. I then was told to falsify the records from their jawbones. This is horrible. And then suddenly, almost 7 years ago, this is a public story. We've had his lawyers on. It's been in the New York Times, the Associated Press. And they just calmly admit that the government grabbed him, put him in a prison. They've been forcibly drugging him with antipsychotics because he was speaking out and suing the government. And he's been in solitary confinement almost 7 years, 6+ years, and then they've been forcibly drugging him. So they do this all the time. And Carl Klang, since early December, now, 2 months, has been in the Sheridan County Detention Center in Sheridan, Wyoming, and he's not been allowed trial or plea. This is the new thing. They just grab you. You disappear. We had Casey Nethercott from Ranch Rescue on the show. 50-plus armed FBI grab him off the road with a reporter, throw him into jail, don't even charge him, hold him in there with the lights off for 30-plus hours at a time, denying him food if he asked for a lawyer. I mean, this is what they do. They put a bag over your head, you disappear. And Carl Klang has now disappeared into this same situation. So right now we're going to call the Sheridan County Detention Center. Mark, go ahead and give them a call. And we're gonna ask him where Carl is and see if they'll talk to us. Yes, you're live worldwide on the radio on the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones. Sir, he hung up. Did you hear that? Now that's America. That's America, folks. Let me give you the phone number. And I suggest people go there and pick it and call the local newspapers and demand answers. Let me tell you what they've done out in Wyoming and Utah and Idaho and other areas. They send in federal officers, federally funded officers, who are then in the police departments, and we've seen a lot of cases of this happening. So here's the number for the Sheridan County Detention Center. Everybody, I want you to call them, and I don't want you to stop. We're going to post this on the website. Infowars.com, and I want it on PrisonPlanet.com. It's from APFN, American Patriot Friends Network. Please give the Sheridan County Detention Center a call. Tell us what they say to you when you call. 307-672-5623. 307-672-5623. And call them, and we called them this morning. We're very polite. They were very rude. We said, are you holding Carl Klang, the best-selling musician, the gold record musician? Yes. Why are you holding him? We cannot tell you that. Well, that's public information. Click. Call back. Why are you holding Carl Klang? Click. They gave us the district attorney's number, and I forgot to bring that from my home office. I need to call my wife and get that. But they'll give you that number if you call, 307-672-5623, 307-672-5623, and that's the Sheridan County Detention Center, 54 West 13th Street, Sheridan, Wyoming, 82801. And again, this was the new America. I know Michigan passed a law after 9/11 that none of the criminal records or none of the arrest records are released in the name of fighting terrorism, but they're using it in every criminal case. And the news media goes to the police and says, why are you holding this person? Oh, we're not going to tell you. Again, that's third world countries. That's not America. So give them a call and call us and tell us what they said when you called, 307-672-5623. And don't be rude. Even if they're rude, we need to be polite because they'll just take it out on Carl. And Carl Klang, no criminal record, and all that APFM's been able to get out of him is that it's a psychological medical evaluation. They do that now. They just grab you and put you in a police station and in a jail cell, in a detention center. And you sit there a few months and you're not charged. Nothing happens. But don't worry, after they're done with him, I'm sure Carl will say whatever they want. His music's having an effect. It's reaching millions of people. And we can't have that, can we? So we'll just grab him and stick him in solitary confinement. And you know, a couple months have gone by, and we're just now learning of it 2 months later that it's happened. And you call up, and they hang up on you. You know, that's just how America works now. You know, Russia was like that. Isn't Russia what freedom's all about? So 307-672-5623, 307-672-5623. We need to call the district attorney. We need to call everybody and say, are you going to tell us why you're holding someone? You know, remember in the past, anytime somebody got arrested, those records were all put out daily, and that's why the newspaper could report arrest. But not in the new America. No, they wear black ski masks now. They hang phones up on you now. They live behind barbed wire and machine guns now. You know, to keep us safe. We'll come back and get into all the news and take your calls. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's not up yet, but later this afternoon, guaranteed by this evening, we'll have a 40-minute special I put together about Skull and Bones, ambushes, military records at InfoWars.com, a video presentation.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve Note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Hey boys, Valentine's Day is coming. Why wait until Valentine's Day to surprise her? Visit flowershop.com and send her flowers today. Nothing says romance like roses, and at flowershop.com we know roses. We also know carnations, lilies, snapdragons, and gladiolas. We know flowers. We know the excitement that is created when a flower delivery person arrives in an office carrying a bouquet of flowers. The anticipation grows as everyone tries to guess who the lucky recipient is. And the joy and pride when the flowers are placed on her desk. We also know the envy of those at the desk as the flowers pass by. So don't wait until you're supposed to send flowers. Send them today and tell her you couldn't wait to tell her, I love you. So when you need to send flowers, remember flowershop.com. It's only natural. Call 1-800-627-0046. That's 1-800-627-0046. Or visit flowershop.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we've got the number for the Sheridan County Attorney, Matthew Riedel. We're going to go ahead and call him now concerning Carl Klang. And again, I'm Alex Jones, folks. Carl Klang, the popular musician, being held, and they won't tell us why. And we'll go ahead and call them here in just a few seconds. Carl being held by New World Order. Carl is being held against his will in the Sheridan County Detention Center in Sheridan, Wyoming, since early December. He has not been allowed a trial or plea. He's being held for a setup through medical evaluation. Please help get Carl released by calling and writing, and we'll give those addresses and phone numbers out here in just a few minutes. Mark, are we going to go ahead and call the district attorney or the county attorney? Fantastic. Again, we're going to be calling the county attorney, Matthew Riddle, try to get some answers here. That's the media supposed to get answers. And so far, we've been unable to get that done. So here we go.
County Attorney's Office, can you hold, please?
Ma'am, this is Alex
sir,
Jones.
I have someone on the other line. Will you hold, please?
Ma'am, I can't. We're worldwide live on the radio. I need to ask you some questions. Okay, well, just keep that rolling in the background. We'll sit here on hold. Sounds like they're getting a few phone calls. Oh! I think they're playing Carl Klang. Be sarcastic, I guess. No, I don't think it is Carl Klang. Is that Carl Klang? No, I don't think so. It sounded a little bit like him at first. So we'll see how long this goes on as we try to call in America and find out why they've been holding somebody for 2 months. And others have called and talked to them, and they won't say. They just
hello? County Attorney's Office?
Yes, this is Alex Jones, worldwide, live on the radio, and... Huh? We're getting a lot of calls and questions about why Carl Klang is being held.
Mm-hmm.
And the media in America is allowed to know why someone's being held in a jail.
Can you hold on one moment? I have another call.
Can I talk to the district attorney, please?
Thank you.
The county attorney? There you go. They just can't tell us, folks. Again, maybe they're going to grab you next. And you just stay in jail. Maybe you'll be like Dr. Charles Sell. Waco doctor there with the Pentagon says they killed the Davidians, and he's been enjoying almost 7 years, almost all of it in solitary confinement, being drugged, not being charged, not being tried. They say they're getting him ready to be charged. Now, that's definitely not Carl Klang. So I hope you're enjoying the music format now here on the show. But, again, we're trying to get... We care about Carl Klang. He's been a guest on this show. He's a really nice guy. Does great music. But who knows? We may never see him again. You ask the government why you're holding him? Well, you know, things have changed now in America. We got new ways of doing things. We may have to hang up and call back. I don't understand why she came back to us and told her I wanted to know why they were holding Carl Klang. And they said, hey, you know, we got to put you back on hold here, brother. I tell you, this is just amazing. I guess we need to call the Sheridan newspaper. Maybe we can do a web search, Mark, on the local newspapers there in Wyoming and call them. Well, I'll tell you what, put them on, just fade it down, but listen to them in queue. Because if they come up during the break, I'll try to talk to them, Mark. I don't want to disconnect them yet. I want to, you know, get one more chance. Maybe I can call them during the break and talk to them. And later we'll give you the county attorney's phone number, folks. Who knows, though? You might get, you know, put in prison for calling to ask while somebody's in prison. It may be, you know, kind of evil to do that, but I guess we're just evil here on this show. So we'll go to break and come back and continue to try to find out. And again, we've called them. Others have called them. They won't tell us why. You ask them why, they hang up on you or put you on hold. We've been experiencing that this morning. And now we're experiencing it here on the radio. A nice new precedent for America. They grab you, they don't charge you, they don't tell folks why they got you. Huh.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use a Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizens Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. Cheaperhotels.com, saveonyourrentalcar.com, halfpriceairlinetickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.vacationa2z.com. A membership in vacationa2z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit vacationa2z.com. That's www.vacationa2z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow, even if you're not taking a vacation.
Talking to the receptionist at the Sheridan County Attorney's Office, and Mark tried to talk to her. I ran out of time, and then Mark was trying to talk to her, and she hung up on him. And now they're saying, and again, we've called them, and they said it was for psychological evaluation, is why they're holding him, and then now they say it's a property destruction charge. So we don't know what the case is, but this is what we've seen in the past. You go before a judge for something, you talk about your constitutional rights, and then they put you in a mental ward, and many times in a prison or a detention center, for, quote, evaluation. And so that's, from the pieces we've got, looks like what's going on here. And we're just wanting some answers. We were very polite to her. I said, can we just talk to the district attorney, or excuse me, the county attorney, can we give you our number so he can call us or when we can get him on? She said no. And then I gave her to Mark because we were coming out of break, and she hung up on Mark. So here's their phone number, folks. It's 307-674-2580. That's for the county attorney, Matthew Reddell. And that's 307-674-2580. And he's being held at the Sheridan County Detention Center, 54th West 13th Street, Sheridan, Wyoming, 82801. Carl Klang Music Ministries, America's number one Christian patriot musician, being held. Hey, Mark, do we have any of... I know we've got some of his music up there. Can you find talk radio? If you can find the talk radio CD, I think I want to air that sometime. I know we got loaded phone lines on this subject, and I want to get into Clark quits White House race as Kerry takes South by storm, Cheney's future at stake after leaking of CIA agent's name, Bush credited for guard drills. That's a lie. Bush team releases president's military record. Border agents catch man who is on Mexico's most wanted list on our side of the border. Illegal immigration, deadly financial to the food chain. Police say matrix crime database needed to spy on the American people. That's the Associated Press. Bush's TV ally joins chorus of criticism. Bill O'Reilly apologized to his listeners last night. Well, his listeners and viewers, he does both, radio and TV. And he apologized and said he was misled. You know full well you guys are just going to hang Bush out to dry now, as if Bush did all this. George Bush is a gibbering puppet who can barely read off a teleprompter. George Bush is a puppet, just like Bill Clinton and Wesley Clark and Al Gore and Howard Dean and any of these people we've seen over the years. John F. Kerry, all of them. They're mid-level managers for the globalist. We're dealing with a global mafia. Bush and Kerry go to the same secret society. They're related to each other, distant cousins. And they're all related to the bigger bankers and overlords that own the system. It is hereditary. It's incredible. They're all related. In fact, Bush is even related to Cheney. I mean, folks, just so you didn't know, that's not a good sign when your ruling government is all related. I mean, you know, that's what they have with royalty, the whole Lord's system. And that's what we see materializing here, where a president's son becomes the president, you know, just like North Korea or Syria, where daddy gives his son power. So that's coming up, too. Mark, I know we got loaded phone lines, and we've got a caller who was able to get through and talk to Carl at the jail. What's his name again, Mark? Todd in Kansas. Todd, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. How were you able to get through and talk to Carl?
I think I was just lucky. I'd called after hours there, and the guard had just let him out. And I've talked to Carl quite a few times before privately, and he got on, and you know, he sounded really
So this is before it became a big news item. You had heard about it. You were able. How many days ago was this?
This was Monday night.
Okay, Monday night. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll quit interrupting. You got through, and for those that don't know, Carl Klang, best-selling records, patriotic against the New World Order. Had him on the show, played his music many times. You got through to him. Go ahead.
And, you know, he didn't sound like the same Carl that I'd talked to before on the phone. Real, real slow, real quiet. He said, I asked him, you know, is there anything anybody can do to help? And he said, leave the jail alone. It's my fault. He said that three times. During the conversation, probably lasted.
Now people do things that are wrong. They won't tell us what it is, but they've also told folks when we've called that it's psychological evaluation. That's why he hasn't been charged or deciding. And again, they've held Dr. Sell from Waco, who exposed the government there, the Army doctor, for almost 7 years. It's six plus years, almost seven. This is one of their favorite tactics. Are you saying? Because yeah, Carl's an upbeat guy. From what you heard, did he sound drugged?
Well, I know he was just real slow and quiet, more like, you know, kind of like somebody took a beating or something. I don't know. I can't really say because I'm not there, but just definitely not the same Carl that I've talked to on the phone before.
Did you ask him if he'd been drugged?
I asked him if he's being treated all right. Didn't say nothing. I mean, I don't know who's standing around. But
he just said, leave the jail alone.
Yeah, leave the jail alone.
Yeah, well, that's why I said be polite when you call. They'll take it out on Carl.
That's right. And he'd said, it's my fault three times, you know, during the course of the conversation. But he,
like one of those POWs on North Vietnamese television, I did it, I'm bad, huh?
Yeah, kind of like that.
We don't know if that's the case, but just from past activities, we got to be suspicious.
Yeah, it's definitely possible. You never know. You can't rule it out. But I was pretty surprised when he got on the phone because it was, you know, it sounded like he just got up from sleeping for 3 days, you know, and real quiet, slow. That's what really astounded me.
What else did he say?
Nothing much. That was about it. I mean, I kept asking him questions and maybe get a response. You know, if he's being treated all right, hey, you know, you got friends out here. If you need anything, just call. And just didn't have much to say except my fault. My fault.
And, oh, really? Just repeating the same thing?
Yeah. He said that three times during the conversation. And
how many times did he say to leave the jail alone?
One that I can recall.
How did the conversation end?
I had to say, well, you know, there's friends out here. If you need anything, just call. And okay. And, you know, real slow. And that was it. And the phone went dead. But,
well, if he has been given his medical evaluation, like I said earlier, he'll say whatever they want him to say.
The county attorney, you know, talked to him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I talked to the county attorney and the sheriff. Prior to that, I waited till I knew maybe their office hours was closed and called back to the detention center and got lucky there because the guard or whoever was there just let Carl out and he came over to the phone.
Hey, let me ask you a question. What did the county attorney say when you talked to him?
Said, you know, they were waiting for that evaluation before they could call a hearing.
And this has taken 2 months.
Yeah, that's what I said. That would take a long time to get somebody up there to do an evaluation.
Yeah, this stinks. Wait a minute. Again, in America, you get a speedy trial. They admit he hasn't been charged. A two-plus month. Let me see if it was early December.
December 3rd.
Yeah, December 3rd, so that's over 2 months.
Yep, about 9 weeks.
So this is amazing, and they this is the new M.O. The Soviet Union did this. So I can say clearly he's being mistreated, folks, and that his rights are being violated. Two months, and 8 days have gone by, and they just can't, I guess, they just got to get their mental evaluation. And you talk to him, and he sounds, did he sound slow? Did he sound slurred?
A little bit slurred, very, very slow, and very, very quiet. Very, very, very slow. That's what amazed me when I talked to him. He's just like, man, I just couldn't believe just how slow it was, and nothing to say.
When you talked to the county attorney, what did he say they had grabbed Carl for?
Trespassing on private property.
Okay, they just told me destruction of property.
Well, yeah, that was when he was got into the detention center and said they did something. And I asked the county attorney. I said, "Well, is there any jail time with this possible sentence? What's the bond going to be set at?" And he said, "Well, the destruction of private property can't amount to nothing but a misdemeanor, and the time he's already served, you know, so I really couldn't get much out of there."
Unbelievable. So he supposedly trespasses, then he gets more charges. That's a classic thing. Oh, you resisted or you broke something. Now he's being held with, and I talked to the lady, did say he's been charged. When I just talked to her, said they just charged him with this destruction of property. So now they're charging him with things in the jail. I love that. They arrest you and then charge you with things you supposedly did in custody. And then he's saying, leave the jail alone, mumbling to you.
Yep.
And and 2+ months he's getting his evaluation, no doubt being drugged. That's the classic M.O. I tell you, what else did this county attorney say?
Not a whole lot. He's just saying that his jail's, you know, the jail's full, and sheriff's trying. trying to find ways to get rid of prisoners because it's full.
Oh, sure. We want to get rid of him, but we just haven't been able to do our complete the evaluation yet.
Yeah, that sounded pretty strange to me when he's trying to get rid of him.
And I guess we'll be sitting here maybe in 7 years. Where'd Carl go? Well, he's in the hole, given his evaluation.
That's right. He has somebody named Scott Powers, I believe, or Steve Powers, one of the two. I know it's Powers, appointed attorney. And Monday, they said they're waiting for that evaluation then to have a hearing, but it took 2 months to get the evaluation to have a hearing. I don't know what.
Now again, he did something while trespassing, and then he supposedly did something bad in the jail. But now he's had more. So, but now he's behaving, and please, they're, you know, leave them alone. I'm bad.
Exactly. That's
and
that's
folks, by the way, they can pull me over, take me to jail, and torture the living daylights out of me. Police have been caught nationwide doing this, and I'll, you know, come out and say whatever they want me to say. And after some drugging, you know, I'll be a good boy. Just the new America.
It definitely didn't sound like him, for sure. That's what really, you know, just really surprised me when he got on the phone. I mean, it was like it might have just, like he had to drag himself up to the phone or something.
Did the district attorney say anything else? Did they say particularly how he had trespassed?
No, he didn't let on that.
Man, they don't take these illegal aliens that trespass and put them in jail for 2 months. But
well, that's what I kind of figured, too, because... you know, just getting them poured across, getting shot at. And this is what they do to, you know, us out here. I just was amazed because it just, you know, really.
When you talked to the sheriff, what did the sheriff say?
He was, you know, I can't really figure him either. He was polite. I really don't recall that too much. It didn't last very long. It was just Carl's call that just, you know, astounded me because I thought.
Did the county attorney say anything else?
No, that was about it.
And he wouldn't tell you what the trespassing was.
No, I didn't get that from him.
That's supposed to be public.
Well, that's what I kind of thought. All this stuff, even this this hearing that they supposedly had, that's got to be public too. But you know, these people are crooks and criminals, and they just don't like to say nothing to you when it's all public. I mean, there should be a lot of people calling at least the county attorney or the sheriff. I'd leave the jail alone, like Carl said, for his sake. I don't know. Just didn't sound good to me the way
he
said it.
We need to call because they need to know that we know.
Yeah, a bunch of people need to call the, you know, these people and say, hey, what's the full story? But I kind of got the impression from Carl that, man, maybe it'd be a good idea to leave the jail alone for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Now, he came into the jail and got more charges. He was bad, but see, now he's being good.
Yeah.
See, before he wasn't happy, but now he says, my fault, and leave them alone.
Well, I just don't figure, too, how much you can tear up into a jail cell after you've been through the... been patted down how many times.
Destruction of property, we may never see him again. Sir, keep in touch with us and give us any new developments. Thank you.
All right. Now.
Wow. Well, we'll have to check into this. Dr. Charles T. Sell, almost 7 years in prison, not charged, being drugged, prepared for charging and trial. Admittedly, the Waco dentist for the Army at Waco, and he said they killed those people, and well, suddenly he was grabbed and just grabbed up and he disappeared and just, you know, and the Supreme Court said they can forcibly drug us. And I don't know what's happening in this case, but two-plus months for trespassing, and then he was bad in the jail, but now he says it's all his fault and he wants to be a good boy now. But, see, they're going to need to keep him medicated, so he keeps saying that he's bad, I guess. Or are they medicating him? I don't know. Sounds like it. The new America. The new America. Isn't that interesting? Who's up next here, call-wise, Mark? Paul, New York. Go ahead.
Hey, yes, sir. This isn't what I called you for, but maybe I could put this out on a trucking network, too, about Carl Klang. Now, it appears to me, though, that we have this fellow Joe Smith down in Florida that did that thing to that little girl, and he was in a psychiatric ward for just a slim 2 weeks for a psychological eval, and they let him go, and he killed that little girl. Now, how long does it take to do a psych eval? It doesn't take 2 months.
Well, I mean, what I've seen is if you go before a judge and argue with them, they go psychological evaluation, and you can disappear for years. And then after they've drugged you and turned you into a vegetable, I mean, it's like the one who flew over the cuckoo's nest, you're in deep trouble.
They could do a psychological eval on a male, on a man that's got 13 past counts and 13 priors on him in a short 2 weeks. Don't you think they could do a psychological eval a little bit faster on a person that's just charged with trespassing?
Well, but see, there's more charges now. Once he gets in the jail, he's, you know, we got to deal with this guy. He believes in a new world order. He's crazy.
A psych eval should take no longer than 2 weeks. His attorney should know that. I'd like to hang on.
Well, what else do you want to add, sir?
About this Yukos. Yukos oil, Russian oil, meeting with CFR.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. We can talk about that and then get to all this other global news. More on Skull and Bones, more on Bush's medical records, more on John Kerry. Now I'm going to be your Democrat nominee. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
All right, my friends, I know that we've got Don and David and Rob and Henry and many others that are patiently holding, and several guests and a ton of news coming up. Before I go any further, I've made 10 full-length feature, professionally produced documentary films. They're waking people up. 90% of those, 90% of those that see them are waking up, having the blinders taking off, having their minds freed, thank God. You need to get 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, my book Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book Order Out of Chaos. We got George Humphrey's great books, and they're on cassette and CD. That's a great way to educate yourself about the New World Order, just to get these CDs and tapes and listen to them when you're stuck in traffic or going to the grocery store or when you're on the stair stepper. And that's what I do. I listen to books on tape when I'm doing stuff like that. We've got so much to offer, and it makes this show possible. We could do so much more if we had more support. But number one, they're great videos. We cover it all. Everything you hear on this show and more in detail with the documents, with the video, with the globalists being caught red-handed in all these crimes. If we don't expose who's behind the terrorism, they're going to keep carrying out the terror to totally engineer our society into a total police state grid. So get the films. They're $25.95 a piece, $20 when you order three or more of any of the 10 titles. I carry several other titles by other great documentary filmmakers. I carry other books exposing the New World Order. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And my book is over 20 pages, over 220 pages, excuse me. It is $12. Watson's book's over 320 pages. It's $19.95. Get a second copy for $11.95 to give us a gift. It's not just about educating ourselves and being informed. Plus, this is riveting stuff, real world, you know, important and more riveting than anything else out there. It's also about educating others. So please take action. Don't wait. Let's go to Don. Don, where are you calling us from? Okay. Don's not there.
I'm here.
Go ahead, sir. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Oregon, Carl's original home area.
Go ahead.
And I've known Carl personally for about 4 years. I've known him just generally for about 10. And because of that, I felt compelled to make the phone call today. I called the jail, got through to the jail, and the man was at first resistant, and then after being somewhat assertive and reminding him that this is public information, he's a public servant, and he has an obligation to let me know, he finally came forth and told me that Carl was in for property destruction. He said nothing about any other charge. So what they're saying at the jail doesn't obviously jive with what the prosecuting attorney's office is saying, because all that was indicated to me was property destruction. And he was very unwilling to give me that information until I got quite assertive with him.
Well, the district attorney won't do it either. His staff won't. Why are they acting so secretively, and why has he been held without any type of trial or procedure for a psychological evaluation for 2 months and 8 days?
Well, I know a few things that I'm not at liberty because of courtesy to Carl to say over the air. I would talk to you personally about it.
I'll tell you what, I'll put you on hold. We're about to start the second hour. I'll talk to you during this break, Don, from Oregon. Then we'll get to David and Rob and Henry and others. Stay with us. Tons more coming up. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438.
not yet available in Iowa.